During a funeral Friday in Rutland, the Vermont city where he was raised, Jeffords was remembered for his commitment to his family, education, the environment, and his home state. Jeffords is probably most known for his leaving the Republican Party in 2001, allowing Democrats to take control of the chamber in the opening months of the George W. Bush presidency. Jeffords died Monday in Washington at age 80 after several years of declining health. He was seen as one of the disappearing breed of moderate to liberal Northeast Republicans. He was elected to the U.S. House in 1974 and the U.S. Senate in 1988. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.